hand out for your life. And so I want you to get a hold of yourself. I don't know how you came up into this building, but whichever state, I want to tell you that God is still God. God is still the God that is performing miracles in your life. He is still perfecting things that concern you. If you've never heard my preaching, I want to tell you that I'm loud. I'm proud. And that's how we roll. So if you don't like loud people, I don't know what to tell you. You got about 45 minutes worth of loudness about to happen and take place. If you're joining us live today, I want to thank you for welcoming us into your home. God bless you. I'm praying that God begin to manifest itself in your life and that you end up healed, saved, delivered, set free. Amen. Now, if you're in my audience right now, you know, back in the day, I used to say, turn these cell phones off. Now I'm going to tell you to turn them on. If you've got Facebook Live, get on here, jump on our feed, start sharing this because, you know, the word needs to go forth. One of the things that the pandemic did was it gave us a brand new platform like we had never seen. I had people when we were outside, they'd say, tell that blonde pastor that she needs to preach a little louder. Look here, man, I'm all about that. If you tell me to preach louder, that is right up my alley. People used to sit out there. I had dog fights going on up in the, Michelle's shaking her head, yes. She helped break that dog fight up. And so I'm just thankful today. I hope that you've come up in here thankful. I hope that you come up in here and you know that you're blessed. Amen. Do you know that you're blessed today? Do you know that God's working on it today? Amen. Amen. I'm happy to be in his presence. I'm going to get this going on. Y'all make sure you send me some love. Who's technologically advanced up in here? Michelle, get this phone. Get it on there for me. I got a new phone. I don't like new phones, but I had to get one because I stopped understanding my old one. So get me my live up there because we're going to bring glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, there's some things that we're going to get straight right here in this new year. Y'all stand to your feet. Stand to your feet because I want to tell you something. God has been there for you in 2020. God has been faithful. And I want to tell you something else. The best is yet to come. He's not going to stop being God, the same God that got you to where you're sitting right now. He's going to bless you some more. He's going to prosper you some more. He's going to give you more blessing. He's going to give you more assurance. He's going to put your families back together, by golly, the ones that should have been together. And the other ones, best bless God, he's going to work some things out. See, I believe in restoration, and I believe in new things. Do we got me up there? After the service, you're going to have to show me how you did that. By golly, y'all send Pastor Kelly some love, make some shares, and now I'm going to stop paying attention to my phone because I'm going to be in here, and it's time to praise God. It's time to praise God. Now, whatever phone that is, y'all shut that one off. Now, in case there's any confusion about some things, you know, sometimes you come up into churches. I've been in church all my life. So there's things that I know, and I'm not going to assume that other people know. So what I want you to do is this right here, we're going to do a victory dance. We're going to do a victory dance. So y'all raise your hands. Begin to raise your hands. Look here. Let's wave them around. Do we know what praise is? Do you know what praise is? Because, see, some of you have been lacking on your praise. See, the word says, now bring me forth the sacrifice of praise. There's times you're going to come up into this building. You're not going to feel like praising God. But I want to tell you something. He's the only one worthy of every praise that you've got. He's the only one that can heal your life. He's the only one that will mend brokenness when you thought that you couldn't go on. I realized I just stepped away from the camera. Look here. Them people, they can use their imaginations. They got to come into the live. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You got your hands raised. Okay. Glory. Now, I'm going to ask you to do a number like this. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit up into here right now. Come on now. Y'all can do better than that. You can do better than that. What has God done for you? What has he done for you? Look here. This right here, this is for all the people. They like to be sitting in a stationary position when praise and worship is going on. Look here. Praise God. Now we're going to get you another one going on. We're going to get you another one going on. So we've learned right now how to praise God. We've learned how to exalt Him. We've learned how to clap. See, we bring in forth some praise because praise is how you're going to get through your battle. Praise and interceding is how you're going to break through to the next level. Now let me get up here and let me just show you how to give God some glory. Get up here, women. Come on, I know some of you in a stationary thing. Now look here. Raise your hands. Let's go. Come on. I know I'm not Richard Simmons. I'm not Richard Simmons. I'm not a dancer. Shelly Vector going, oh, I don't know. Look here. I got to get you up out of yourself. We got to get you up out of yourself and out of your thoughts. They're holding you back. Y'all may be seated. Father God, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here right now. God, I ask that you'd walk through every aisle. God, prepare the hearts right now to receive your word. Lord, I thank you. Lord, they don't leave the way that they came. In Jesus' name. Spirit of depression, I bind you up right now in Jesus' name. Addiction, I tell every chain to be broken off right now in Jesus' name. Sadness and fear, worry, anxiety, loneliness, I curse you right now and I tell you to leave God's children in Jesus' name. Spirit of peace, rest on God's kids today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm excited to be in His house. I'm excited about the things that God is going to do. We're going to talk about some basics today. We're going to talk about some fundamentals today. God is working and He's moving in a mighty, mighty way. Position yourself to receive the breakthrough. Position yourself to receive the blessing. Position yourself to cause your family to be able to be whole. Look here. People have a habit of doing the wrong thing and expecting the right thing to happen, and they ain't giving God nothing. No amens. Let's go back. People doing the wrong thing, expecting the right outcome, and they ain't giving Jesus nothing. Amen. That's what goes on in people's lives. Look here. There's nothing that makes Pastor Kelly and Jeremy any more happier than to see you happy, than to see you blessed, than to see you whole, than to see you have joy, than to see you prosper. We're going to get us all positioned to do just that. Whatever you think that you saw God do in 2020, He's just getting started with you. He's just getting started. If you had a bad year in 2020, look here, it's over. It's over. When I was a little girl, my mother, when I would hurt myself, which was all the time, she would do this thing with me, and she was very hard to impress. She's been an RN for her whole life, and so unless I was gushing blood and stooped over about to die, she didn't think anything was that important. Well, she did this thing where she would tell me, she would say, Kelly, when I'd be really crying and having myself a party, a pity party, she'd say, Kelly, it's over. It's over. There's no more reason to cry about it. It's done. And what I want to tell you today, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 29. We're going to look at verse 18. We're going to read this out of the King James Version. And we're talking today, we're going to talk about vision. We're going to talk about what does it actually take to move on. See, have you had moments in this year where you felt stuck? Have you had moments in this year where you felt numb? Have you had moments where you've said, God, I don't know what's going on, but I keep coming back to this place. And God, I don't want to come back to that place. God, I want to move on. Look here, there's some things that you have to apply to your life. And until you do, you'll keep coming around right there where you don't want to be. Until you get in the Word of God and you begin to build your life on the Word of God, you're not going to have anything to help you when trouble comes. comes. Because the word says, now look, trials and tribulation, they're going to come in this life. But be of good cheer. I've overcome all of those things. You're either going through something or you're becoming something. You're either going to have a breakdown or you're going to have a breakthrough. You have to make that choice. Your mama can't make that choice for you. Your daddy can't make that choice for you. Your husband and your wife and your children, they can't make those choices for you. That's why the word says, now choose you this day what you're going to have. Do you want a blessing or do you want a curse? Do you want life or do you want death? See, you choosing that. You choosing that. So let's read here in Proverbs chapter 29. We're looking at verse 18 this morning, and it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, when I was praying yesterday about this service, God began to show me people. He said, Kelly, the problem is not that they don't have a vision. It's that they've sat on the vision. When I was a little kid, I didn't like to do my homework. Guess how we did homework up in there? You'd get in trouble for this stuff today. My mama used to sit on me. And she'd be like, I ain't getting up, girl, till you do this homework. And she used to sit on me, Kayla, till I did my homework. I thought that was funnier than what you guys think it is. I blame all my problems on mama that sat on me. So anyways, where there is no vision, the people perish. The people perish. And so what I saw last night is there's a bunch of people. The vision's there. God put it there, but you've sat on it. And you've done nothing about the vision. We got to get you to a place where we're doing something with the vision. Where we're acting on the vision. You ever have something, it's an idea, and you know that it would be great, but as far as putting it into action, you have a problem there. As far as acting on it, there's an issue. God wants to bring those visions to a new level this year where you're not just sitting on them and thinking about them. See, I sit and daydream about things all day long, but that's not going to do me any good till I actually put feet to them and make them go. And I know that God has shown things to his kids. It's time to act. So it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In this period that I believe, God, that we're getting out of it, what I've seen is people doing a lot of things and they think that that thing is going to make them happy and they're the most miserable that they've ever been. Amen? There's pleasure in sin for a season. Is your season up? There's things that God says, I want you to make the decision today to drop them. To walk away. Many times we think by not making a decision or by living on the fence, we're good. Look here. That is your decision. And people say, you know, God's going to understand. Yes, he is. He'll understand. I guarantee you. If I'm coming off strong today, look here. My job is not to make you happy. It's to make you holy. There's a difference. When you get offended at your pastor, what I want you to understand is that's probably conviction. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. It's that still small voice in you that says, that's not right. What you do with conviction is you take it and you say, God, let conviction rule this heart. God, let it rule my life. God, help me to make change. I know that God's put visions in y'all's hearts. If you're sitting there and you're on your couch, God's probably put a vision there. It's time to get up. It's time to do something about it. Time to get up. Time to do something. The title of my message this morning is Do Something. Do Something. My little boy, he is in Boy Scouts. How many of y'all like Boy Scouts? I like it. You know why I like it? Because that's a daddy and son thing, usually. And that's my time that my children are split, and I don't have to hear arguing for about an hour on Tuesday. And I'm just praising Jesus about that every moment. That is the sweetest looking little child ever. God bless this baby. God bless every single thing in this baby's life. God, let everything that she touches, God, prosper. God, every family member that she has, Lord, that doesn't know you, God, I thank you, Lord, that when they see this child, when they hold this child, God, that they come to know you. God, I thank you for the calling right now. God, that she lives out every day for you. In Jesus' name, amen. She's all right to sit there. Look here. I'm all about cute blondes being up here. All right? Because I is one. I get myself up in trouble. People get all offended. The pastor's talking about herself too much, blah, blah, blah. You always got your critics. Look here. A good person, a smart person, you learn how to listen to your critics just a little bit less. Amen. Worry about yourself. Now back to my kid. He does this Boy Scout thing. And I love Boy Scouts, and I'm into the Boy Scouts. One of the things that they did with us about 3 months ago was they gave us this thing. Now, I think this is a tree sapling or something. I'm not sure what this is. But they gave it to us, and we have done absolutely nothing with this. And it's been sitting there. And every day, I look at it, and I think, I need to plant that thing, whatever it is. Look here. It's funny when the pastor's up here holding a bag with something she ain't planted. This represents our life. This thing isn't going to do nothing until we plant it. Look here. You're not going to do nothing until you get yourself planted. Get yourself in church, number one. Keep yourself in church, number two. Number three, serve in your church. Save people. They serve people. Don't tell me how saved you are and there's no service to your life, because the Word said, now Jesus Christ himself, he came to serve and not to be served. Save people. They serve people. It's a stance that I'm going to hit hot and heavy this year, because that's the Word. That's the Word. I used to do that same thing when I was little. And actually, sis, whoever, now I'm just going to make this an option because I don't care. Look here, I can tune kids out better than anybody because that's what I do with mine. You can take that, darling. There's a class in there, and it's got a built-in playhouse. Well, you know, mine will just scream it out. I'm good with that. She's going to be a drum player. So anyhow, I keep looking at this, and last night, God brought me back to this little sapling, and he said, Kelly, you need to plant that, because until you do, it won't become anything. Until you do, it won't become anything. I'm going to tell you something. The visions, they need to get some feet. There's things that God has shown you, and he's going to work on them this year with you. There are people, and they see themselves getting up, and they see themselves singing and glorifying God, and yet they can't bring themselves to do it. There's people, they see themselves getting up and testifying, but they can't bring themselves to do it. Let me tell you something. When the pastor gets up and they say, now who has a testimony, and nobody wants to get up, I'm telling you right now from the pulpit on a live video, that's wrong. It's wrong to never have something good to say about God. Right. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 2. And we're going to read here. And it says, "And the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision and make it plain." Write the vision and make it plain. Look here. You can overcomplicate some things. Do I got any overthinkers and overcomplicators? I know a lot of people, and they say, "Now I got to get pretty enough to go into God's house." Look here. There ain't no such thing. I got to do this in order to do that. No, what you got to do is be willing. Be willing. Let's just have some plain. Plain. I'm not usually a plain person. But you know what? The last 2 or 3 weeks I've sat and I've just tried to quiet myself. And I've just said, "God, show me something, because I'm missing. There's something that I'm missing. There's something that I'm missing." And the more time that I just quiet myself and I still myself, what I see is that, see, God intended us to be here for a purpose. The devil would love to get you stuck in what you think is a permanent thing. I don't know how you're struggling today. I don't know what's bothering you today. I don't know the trial that you're facing today. But what I want to tell you is that it is not a permanent thing. You've got to stand up and you've got to say, "In Jesus' name, I'm leaving this issue behind, and I'm choosing to be a child of God." And with along with being God's kid, God says that I already have the victory. So in Jesus' name, I claim victory instead of defeat. See, we can all have those pity parties, but what we've got to do is realize that at the end of every pity party, we're still there. So you might as well make that decision to go on with your life and to do the thing that God called you to do. I ask God, "God, of all time frames to have us start pastoring, you pick a pandemic? Really?" And then, not only do we got the pandemic, we've had all sorts of problems. A lot of people say, "I'll do this after all the problems go away." Look here, honey. Problems come and problems go, and then more problems come and more problems go. One day, Mama was going to the bathroom in the back of the church, and she said, "There's a little water on the floor." That little water on the floor turned up into a big, fat, underneath the foundation water leak, in which we had to dig up until we saw the dirt in the back of the church. I couldn't sleep for 3 days. I've learned a little thing this year, and you know what? There is no amount of worrying that I can do to fix something when it's wrong. The devil keeps people in a constant state of worry, in a constant state of fear, in a constant state of anxiety. Why? Because it paralyzes you, and he knows that you won't do nothing else when you're in that state. God's put a vision there. Go with what God says. Go with what God says. God wants to prosper people up in here. God wants to make a way where there was not a way. There's people in here, God wants so badly to bring about something new, but you keep holding on to the old. It took me about 3/4 of last year to stop saying, "God, I want things to be how they were. God, I want to go into church and I want them to be like they used to be." One day I was crying in the dark. Look here, when I really have my pity party, I just shut the lights out and I just let her rip. I just let those problems just, I'm just going to have a good crying thing about it. And here's what God said to me, "Kelly, they ain't going to be how they used to be. They're going to be better. And until you can get that, you're going to have a problem. Stop asking me to make things like they used to be. Stop asking for things to be like how they were. You can spend so much time wishing that things were how they used to be that you totally miss out on something that God had ordained for something to go good in your life. You miss out on some things. Don't look at what you think that you lost. God's never been in the losing business. He's not going to start now with you. God is in it to win it. He's in it to win it. This is the first service of 2021. Don't you feel blessed? Don't you feel like something's good going to come out of this? It is. It is. So, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run with it that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. Look here. There's so many times where we say, God, there's nothing going on. You're not doing anything. If God gave you a vision, if he told you he was going to do something, he's going to do it. He's not somebody that's going to lie to you. Look here. There's things, brother, that you've seen yourself do in the spirit world first. That's how it starts. There were times in 2020, Miss Dale, where I saw myself preaching outside. I said, God, I'm not an outside girl. I don't want none of that. I ain't doing it. Look here. I preached in the pouring rain on Easter Sunday. We was outside for 3 months. And when it was time to go back in, I didn't even want to. See, God will get you doing something that you think you don't want to do, and you'll realize it's a blessing. You'll realize it's a blessing. What I'm asking you to do today is something very hard. I'm asking you to take your hands off of what you think that you want, off of what you think is going to make you happy, off of what you've always had, and I'm asking you to lift your hands up instead of keeping your hands on it. Take your hands off. Give God permission to do something good in your life. God's done some good things, Michelle. He ain't done. He ain't done. So there are things that God wants to show you. Do you have an open look there? Can you accept that God wants to do something and he wants to begin to show you some things? Halfway through 2020, I began to see myself. Now, look here. Here's what's going on. We're in the middle of a growing thing. I'm not the type of person to just stop a service, but look, we're going to have to get things quieted down. Good thing your pastor's like a squirrel. Look here, I'll taste them squirrels. Let's get everybody's attention back here. Devil wants to try to steal something out of your life. We're not going to let him do it. We're going to bring it back. Brother Mikey's smiling ear to ear under that mask. I can see it. Is it your kids back there making all the trouble? No, it's mine. I know it. There's things that God wants to show you. I can see y'all sitting on your couch having a moment with God. I can see you in your beds. And God putting a vision there. Don't be afraid of that vision. Don't be afraid of that thing. Go with it. Go with God. God's going to do some things in this church like we ain't never seen. Be a part of it. Be a part of it. One of the things about having a church family is you in the family. You take a part of the family. You get involved. You serve. The devil wants to keep people in a state where you're upset all the time, where you're so worried and stressed all the time. God's trying to help some people today to lay that down, to lay that down. God wants to bring some people to some newness. You keep wanting to hold on to what you're comfortable with. Let that go. Let it go. The more comfortable you are, the less you're doing probably. 2020 was the most uncomfortable year I've ever had. Tony, I am so thankful for 2020. Because it produced something that I couldn't have ever gotten under normal circumstances. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 18. Praise God. I see y'all all giving me the love on the Facebook. I hope you're enjoying this message. God has been good to you. God has been faithful to you. Be open to what He wants to do. Be open to what He wants to do. Why am I saying that? Because here's what happens. I've been around long enough. I've been in the ministry my whole life. I'm 35 years old. People say, I want God's will. Who wants God's will up in here? That's my point. Everybody's raised a hand. When a pastor says, who wants God's will? Everybody's going to be like, me. There's something past wanting God's will that we have to do. Action. 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 You can want something all day long, but until you get up there and you say, I'm for this. I'm going for it. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. This can sit in this bag for another 3 or 4 months. Or it can be planted. It's just decision time. It's decision time. One of the things that I'm going to encourage people to do this year like never before is to put God first. Put God first. There's an order to things. God is not a God of disorder, but He's a God of order. When you put Him first, what does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put God first in your life. Put Him first in your relationships. Put Him first in your job. A lot of people say, I want a job, Pastor. Okay. Lord, please give this person a job. The job comes. I hate that job. And I hate that boss. And I hate everybody up in that place. Look here. Stop complaining about the thing that you asked for. All right? Turn them silly things and tell God, God, please change that coworker. They're getting on my nerves. Don't give them a piece of your mind. You need those pieces. Okay? Stop giving people pieces of your mind. Because we all up in here, we need those pieces. Okay? Can you feel me? We need the pieces. Don't give nobody the pieces that you got left. Don't do that. Okay? So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. But in fact, God has arranged or He's placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. Just as He wanted them to be. One of the things that will make this year successful is for you to have yourself planted. 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 Planted in His house. Planted in His word. Planted in His will. We're living in a day and age nobody wants to answer to nobody, and it's just all a free-for-all. And all the free-for-all people, they mad at God because things ain't working out the way they thought, but they didn't give nothing to God for anything to turn out any better. Give God your best. Put God first. get yourself planted. Those of you that are already planted, great. God's taking you to the next level. There's going to be things this year that come about that you've been daydreaming about a long time. Get ready. Get ready. You could say, well, Pastor, you're just giving us a bunch of hype. Nope. I feel it. I receive it. I perceive it. And I'm going with that. Like I said, the devil would love to keep people in a state of mind. It's always going to be like this. I'm always going to struggle. This will never be made right. Look here. God is the only one I know that can right wrongs. Not only can he right wrongs, he can help you to the point where you can help somebody else. After all, isn't that what it is about? It is. God wants to pull people so far away from what they think that they want and give them what they truly need and want. I don't know why I'm going to get into this, but I'm going to get into it. I love when I talk about things I wasn't anticipating. But somebody needs to hear it.
Tony's like, oh my God, what's she going to say? It's all right, Tony. It's not going to be too embarrassing.
You know, several years ago, Pastor Kelly had a problem, and the problem was a relationship problem. And see, the devil gets you off thinking you just got to have something so bad. Let me tell you something. Anybody in this room, if you single, anybody watching me live, if you single, you do real good to give God that area of your life. If I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times. Oh, I have a type, Pastor Kelly. I know that's the problem.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, I would like them to be blah, 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 blah. Yeah? Let's get over your type. God has a type. And let me give you a little hint. You don't even know what you want. You been there? People that's happily married, you thinking, God, thank you, God. You didn't give me what I asked for.
Amen. Yes.
Man, I've been killed or divorced 17 times by now. One time I was so dumb, I said, God, this was my first kid, Lucas. I said, Lord, give me some twins or some triplets. Jeremy was going, God, don't do that to us. I am not up in agreement with that, God. I was so disappointed when Carson didn't have somebody else up in there. One day into parenthood, God, thank you, God. You did not do that. And Lord, any other dumb prayers that I feel like praying up there that are dumb, God, help me. Don't answer them ones. It takes a special person to have twins, don't it? I'm not that special. I got to stay out of prison so I can preach.
We would have had some issues. Anybody know Carson? Carson's been hanging from the fans from day one. He's into everything. I don't know what I would have done if there was two of them little blessings. Wouldn't be up here, I promise you. We'd be somewhere else. Not so great.
So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18. But in fact, God has placed each member in the body just as he sees fit. Just as he sees fit. One of the things this year that you need to do is you need to make a mad dash towards God. I don't care if you've been saved for 30 years. God's going to do something this year like what we've never seen. He's getting it ready for his son to come back. I'm going to ask y'all to be ready. I'm going to ask you to be ready. If there's sin in your life that you know is sin and you still find yourself in the middle of doing that sin, I'm going to tell you, look here. Lay it down. Consistent, habitual sin at the end of the day is still sin. We all have our things. We pray to God, nobody ever finds out we do them or whatever. Look here. It's time to lay those things down. Time to lay them down. God wants to move to get you to move on from them. Why? Because you were made for a purpose. Somebody needs you at your best. You don't think I ever really want to pull a shenanigan? Yeah. Just this morning, I was on Facebook. And here's what I do in the morning, just in case you want to know. If I ever text you something weird, it was probably when I was about half alive. I get up there, and I start scrolling. And this morning, I saw something, and it just pricked me. My flesh. And the old Kelly wanted to come out, and I wanted to write something too. God said, now, Kelly, you can't do that kind of stuff. Because if you do and you want to get behind the pulpit, there won't be any power there because I won't be there. See, you got to make a choice. Do you want an instant gratification in your life by doing something that's always gave you comfort? Or do you want to go on with some change that God is putting in your life? And you know what? Maybe it's scary because it's different. Last place for me this morning is James chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 22. And here's where I see a lot of people stuck. And so today, we're going to try to get you unstuck. We're going to try to get you unstuck. James chapter 1 and verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do what it says. Everything in the word is for your good. In another translation, it says, now be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. See, pews are empty up in this church because, see, people are using the pandemic. See, look here. Here's the problem. There are people, I am so glad they are staying home. They got a reason to stay home. There's people, they up in the bar on Saturday night, and they afraid to come to church Sunday morning. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get yourself to doing the word. Doing the word. What does the word tell us? Look here. God wants to give people victory where they've not had a victory. If you felt stuck in a certain area, it's your year to move forward. You don't like to be stuck, and God doesn't want you stuck. How do you get unstuck? Do the word. I'm going to challenge every person. This thing is not something to catch all your dust bunnies. This is the word. This is the one thing that you can build your life on. That you can look and you can see what it says when you feel broken. What does it say to do, God? God, what do? I feel like everything's falling apart. See, God has something in His Word. If you'll get in the Word, whatever part of your life that needs that part. See, the word will come and it'll pierce through everything. Why does the word is active? It's living. The problem with the average believer is they don't even read their Bible. Megan's over here going, jerk, she just went to meddling. Sure did. How many of you got one of these? I'm going to see your hand. Y'all start bringing your Bibles when you come to church. It's not enough to just see me reading it. You got to get up into this stuff for yourself. You got to read this till it reads you. When fear and doubt and worry and stress and anxiety and thoughts of suicide start coming to you. See, those are real things. You got to have something that you can stand on. Why did we have this type of message today? Because you know what? We're going to start the year out right. I'm going to do my best to motivate you to get into the Word, to serve in your church, get your family. Don't let go of your family. I know they're crazy. Okay? I get it. I've got a family too. We're the craziest ones I know. And I'm at the top. I get it. I believe that God's got some awesome, awesome things in store. Position yourself for those things. How do you do that? Look here. Number one, put God first. There's going to be things God's going to ask you to change. Change them. There's going to be people God says, leave them behind this year. Look here. You need to do that. God wants to bring about some new things. He wants to bless you. He wants to make you whole. The brokenness that you feel, He wants to mend it. Do you give God that free rein in your life? If you've come to that place where you say, God, I know there's some things. Lord, I know what they are. God, I can tell you right now, I'm going to have a hard time laying them down, and I need your help. I'm going to ask that you stand. Why? Because, see, look here. I can't make that decision for you. I don't know everything about you. I got things in my life, Brother Ernie. I got to stop. I'm going to need some help. At the end of this prayer, I'm going to stay at this pulpit. I'm going to put this mask on. If anybody needs any one-on-one prayer, I'm going to be up here. Let's pray. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for every single person, Lord, that has been under the sound of my voice, God, in any which way they have been. God, I ask you right now, Lord, to help people. God, I ask that you'd set them free, God, in the areas where they're struggling right now. Lord, for the sin that we're willing to give up, God, I ask that you'd give us the courage, God, the willpower, the motivation to lay them down at your feet. God, I thank you for breakthrough right now. God, I thank you for wholeness, Lord, right now. God, I thank you, Lord, that every part of us that's broken, God, that you're mending it right now, Lord. And we give you praise and we give you honor, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We will be here at 5:30 tonight.